Yo, this is Cam coming to you guys with another podcast today. I just want to thank you guys for tuning in. If you're new, welcome with open arms and, you know, a heartwarming welcome. If you've been with me from the start, then I just want to welcome you guys back again. Got any questions, got any things that you want to talk about, I'm here. I'm always free to talk about them. Other than that, today's podcast is going to be about striving to be the best when all else is worse. But yeah, I'm just going to give you some tips from my life, some situations in my life, sharing with you guys as a whole. And, you know, if you got any things going on personal, you can reach out to me and talk to me. But in this particular situation, it was me from, you know, when I was in certain situations that I felt like I didn't want to strive on. I didn't want to continue podcasts. I just didn't want to do anything. So I'll give some tips and tricks that could help you with a situation like that in your life or something that may help you in the future. Other than that, let's get into it. Some ways that I have gotten over the fact of striving to be the best, or striving to go for gold, or striving to go for better when everything else is worse. I've had situations in life where I feel like I wanted to stop, like where I should just stop doing podcasts, where I should stop trying to spread positive vibes because I didn't think it was working. I didn't think it was on my time. Then again, instant gratification. Go listen to that podcast. But I didn't think that it was going to really get to where I wanted it to be, so I just stopped. And then there were things in life that were blocking me up. Stuff with family or stuff with other things or just random things in life, you know, that really could just like block me up. You gotta remember to stay on that page and stay on that pace and stay on that goal and stay on that drive. Cause sometimes in times of when things are worse, that's when you should really strive to go for gold and strive to be better. That's when, you know, the movement forward into what you love to do starts working and starts going, the wheel starts turning, you know. Because actually, I don't know if it was Mary J. Blige, I think, it might have been her, that, you know, really, you know, wrote some of her best music when she was going through, like, trials and tribulations and triumphs through the craziest times. I feel like I make the best work. I feel like, because I also like to write music, I feel like I make the best work when it comes to that, when it comes to just being in, like, the worst times. If you aren't already trying to strive through, you know, rough times, keep trying to strive through those rough times. You'll see a big difference in your life because you'll start to see how, you know, how once you've started to try through the rough, like, through the rough times, you'll see that there's a big difference. You'll see that, oh, I can really do this. You can start to, your emotions start to grow from what could have been to what is now because you're actually trying and succeeding and surpassing what is, you know, what you didn't think you could do because you're down in the dumps. Then again, you know, like me being down in the dumps with, you know, stuff in life, you know, not wanting to do this podcast, sometimes you really have to take that energy and twist it around, which can be one of the hardest things to do. It is so hard to twist around how you feel in certain times. It's so hard sometimes because sometimes it's this weird theory that I've thought of because I feel like some people like being sad or upset because it kind of balances some things out. There's a reason that we have tears. Now, I'm not telling you to not be upset in times. There are times where you can be upset and take a break, but don't take a break too long to the point where you lose your passion, you lose your drive, you lose what gift that God has given you to really strive forward. In times of sadness, if you usually are used to saying no to things, try saying yes, depending on the situation. If you're used to not really giving your all, try giving your all in one thing and just see how it works. If you're used to not doing your best and you're used to going into the down of things, if you're used to staying down and staying low and not really striving against or striving above when you think things are worse, try doing it just one time. Even if it's at the smallest price, even if it's at no price at all, just try doing it. There is no price in doing these podcasts for me. And I still strive, to do them in times where I feel like, nah, I don't want to do it today, or maybe another day. But that has gotten to the point where I've only had, 10 to, what is this, about to be 11, maybe 12 podcasts? Through the course of 2 months, and noticing that, I really noticed a strive through what I really thought I could do. I really start to notice a lot more potential. You notice a lot more potential when you start doing things and when you don't want to. When you start striving to be the best, you know that you can do a lot more. You notice that. And not just with your actions, not just with the artwork that you put out to the world and for yourself. You really start to notice that in your heart, inside. You really start to grasp that in. You really start to grasp it in. You really start to feel it inside. And you start noticing that it's working. And you start getting happy. And all, you know, funny inside. And it's like a really, 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 really good feeling. A great feeling. I have a great feeling every time I go through a podcast and I feel like it's successful. Even when I don't want to do it. But that's the moral of the story. Try doing something when you don't feel like doing it. You'll see a big change in life. I'm all about big change in life, whether it's from something small, big, huge, as little as anything else. You can really impact others' lives and really impact my life, your life, anybody's lives. Or you could just be doing it, and little do you know, you could really be getting something great out of it, not just for yourself, but for others, because you took time to do something greater. Or something at all in times of when you usually say no. Knowing that there are times that I went through times. Knowing that there are hardships in my life where I went through times. And I've been dealt the hard hand. And other people have been dealt the hard hand, the wrong hand at times. And you started to do better. You really notice that difference. You really notice that change. Not change for the worse. Not change like there's something wrong with you. Because I don't believe in that. It's just you not being the best you that you can ever be. But it's you, if I can even word this right, not you really striving to be something that means a lot to you. Once you reach that, you'll be up there. You'll start liking yourself. But honestly, keep doing stuff when you know that it's not at the right time. Because even though it may not be at the right time, it could be at the right time. Whether you may know it or not, sometimes things happen at the wrong or right time. Whether you know it or not, it's not for you to figure out when it is the right time or the wrong time. It is just time for you to do and see how it goes. Sometimes there are just moments where it's meant for you to feel emotion. Feel, you know, happiness or joy or sadness or you're down in the dumps. Sometimes it's meant for you to feel that. Sometimes it's meant for you to really focus on that. It's not really meant for you to really cry or really be sad or really be happy or really be joyful. That's why we have emotions and we gotta balance it out. You don't want to be... I don't want to say it's bad to be overly sad because being over... Well, not overly sad, but it's not bad to be overly happy. It's always good to be happy, but there's always got to be a balance so you know when it's a right time to be happy. It's a right time to be sad. You know, you got to really find that balance. Which a lot of people that are my listeners have probably, you know, found. But definitely, just keep on trying to find, you know, that balance. Keep on striving to be the best you, even in times of feeling like you just can't do it anymore. I haven't wanted to do anything anymore because I had 2 podcasts in the span of 1 month. I think, the 4th or the 2nd, it was one of those days, and then the 19th. And I'm just not doing one today, and I'm planning to do many more day after day after day, like, consistently. Because I got to get myself in that mood and I got to self-discipline myself. You self-discipline yourself, you really, really start doing that. You commit yourself to a whole mode, you'll get so much done. You will get so much done. Tips and tricks that I've used in, you know, in life, in podcasts, and trying to get through when things are worse. I try focusing on the amount of work. Or not the amount of work, but I try focusing on how great the product will be at the end. Whether I get people listening to this or not, or whether I'm the only one that listens to this, by the end of the 30-day trial that I'm just doing for just 30 days with consistent podcasts, or whatever it is, even if it's thanking you guys for listening, you're really spreading knowledge. Well, I can't even speak. Really spreading knowledge or whatever it may be, I'm gonna do that because it's something that I just gotta do. It's something that I gotta strive. So if you focus on that end goal, you'll really be happy. And if you really take a moment, just sit down, pray if you need to, just really sit down, focus on life, and sit down and think, like, are you the hardest working person in the room? Are you really striving to be the best? Even if you're like an artist and you're just working on a sketch, even though that sketch may take you a couple years, months, days, weeks, or whatever it may take down the road to really get to that finished product, even if it's that you're still feeling like the hardest worker in the room. If you feel like the hardest worker in the room, which is what I do, even if it's night, day, morning, evening, whatever it may be, night, day, I said that like twice already, but no matter what time it is, try thinking of being the hardest working person in the room. If you think about that and you really get that mindset and that burning fire, desire, love and strength and joy and kindness and willingness to really go for that goal, you got it down pat. You really got it down. You really got this. You really got it. Not only do I, but you definitely got it. Tell yourself that right now. I'll give like a good 5 seconds, a moment of silence to tell yourself that you can do it. You can strive for it. In times of sadness, you can really go for that goal that you may feel like you may not be able to. I know I feel like I'm not able to do as many podcasts knowing that I've done 2 in a month of the month of June. Yeah, the month of June. Last month. But you can. You can. Tell yourself that you can. For real, right now. Now that you've told yourself that you can, if you did or if you didn't, I hope that you did. I hope you can really learn to strive beyond that. I hope you can really take that and not just say, I can do it. All right, let's get on with the podcast. But I can do it, like, I can do this, like, me, myself, I, thank you, Jesus, for putting us on this earth, so I can do this, I can share this gift that you have given to me, thank you for doing that for me, thank you for giving me the choice to think of something that you're working through me to make it seem, to, not make it seem, but to make it where it's like, oh, this is really good, because I feel like I'm loving or liking what I'm doing, or that like may turn into a love, you never know. But he's using you in a good way, and you're doing what you love in a good way. But tell yourself that you can. You really can. Because everybody in this world was given choice, but you really can. Take what you have, love what you love, and really use that desire and drive to be the best that you can be. I honestly want to take this podcast for like a whole 20 minutes. Just for something new, just for myself. But, just keep telling yourself that you can do it. And I don't want to sound repetitive, but I do want to say this multiple times so you can really get it in your head, like, you can do this. Like, I'm not saying you can do this. Next thing. All right. But you can do this because I know you can. I'm not saying you can do this just because I feel like it. I say you can do this not for the satisfaction, but I say you can do this because I know in my heart you can do this. And as soon as that belief in yourself kicks in, you're gone. You're so far gone to the point where you don't even know where you are. You've set new skies for yourself to the point where you don't even know how high you are. You've set new heights to the point where you don't even know the people you look up to. You are just so beyond that point that you don't even know Michael Jordan or LeBron or Kobe. You are just up there. And I know that not only I, but you, the listener, the person that's reading, the person that's inheriting, the person that goes and the person that searches and learns their knowledge, whether it's knowledge of something that you like or love or something that may help you just discover something for somebody else, it's something that you need to know. You can go far with that. You can strive it. And heck, I'll say it again. You can do it. Without a doubt, I know that. Without a doubt, I know that you can do it no matter what the craziness in your life happens to be. But wait on time. But just wait. Just wait. It's called patience, and then it's called the right time. But if you kind of know your rules and break them a little bit, if you know that you've had a spare time in your day and you feel like you're doing nothing, think of something to do. Don't run yourself out dry to the point where it's so stressful to the point where you can't even focus, you can't think. But keep on striving and making sure that you have a backbone, making sure that you have a wall. I know everybody has a wall. Everybody has their own backbone. I know everybody has that. Everybody's got it. They may just not have found it. Other people may have found it so early to the point where you're like, how the heck did you find it that early? How did you do it? You know, and not just me to other people, others to me, you know, it's a whole process. That's why we're here, to learn from others. It's a whole process. But definitely. Moral of the story, keep striving to be the best you and under worst conditions. Focus on that end goal instead of trying to figure out this and this and this. Just keep going with what you're doing. Because like I said in my other podcast, nobody can knock you for your hustle. Nobody can knock you for trying either. Keep trying and trying and trying, and before you know it, you'll try so much to the point where you could possibly be in that 6 to 7 figure, 8 figure type of lifestyle, you know? You'll never know. Keep striving to do the best, and don't hide what's next, because every time you walk out of your nest, you should never feel like you should ever be forced to hide. And if that doesn't work, rest for a little bit, but then if you feel like you need to come back to it, keep going and strive for the better and strive to be the best, because there ain't nobody stopping you but yourself. Maybe not for every situation, but some situations it may be. I know it's myself for the 2 podcasts in 1 month deal, but keep on striving to be the best you. And just a quick little 5-minute inspiration real quick. I've also gotten questions about trying to be yourself. Not trying to be yourself, but just really, how do I even word this? But I guess caring for yourself in a healthy way, not a greedy way. And just if you're struggling with that, try to think of it in this way. Caring for yourself in a healthy way is making sure that you are, you know, you're all good, that you're in a place that you like or love, or you may be able to work to that place that you like, and it will eventually become something that you love, because I don't really like calling work a job. I like calling work a hobby, so it's like I feel like I love everything, and you shouldn't feel like you have to force yourself to love everything. If you don't like something, make sure you know that. Like I said, with, you know, me not having my father, but me not being able to see my father for 19 years, you know, shout out to the people that are going through that first off, but, you know, just striving beyond that. Just keep on moving, keep on going forth that, you know? As long as you acknowledge the pain, as long as you know that, and then you strive beyond that, that is like one of the most powerful things to do. And if you can do that as a person, you are really going farther than you could ever think. For real, not even for myself, but for others as well, too, the listeners. I'm serious. But caring for yourself in a healthy way is just making sure you're good. But caring for yourself to a point where you aren't able to put up, not even money, but just care for somebody in certain situations. Like making sure that everybody is in a good ordeal, making sure that everybody is in a good point where, you know, you're not asking yourself that, am I good? But you're asking yourself every day, like, is everybody else good? Or is this good? Or is that good? And I'm going to start doing more podcasts on just daily things instead of things that have happened in my life, but more daily things, and trying to help, you know, trying to lend a helping hand, which is, I'd like saying that better, but trying to lend a helping hand on anything in this world, or this, or that, or the next, or anything else. But, yeah, care for yourself in a healthy way. It is a much better thing for you to do. It's much better for yourself. It's much better for others, because you really take time out of your day. Because maybe a lot of people may not take that seriously, but I take it to the... A lot of people take... Not a lot of people, but some people do take it for granted when you... Not all people, but some people take it for granted when you take some time out of your day to really make other people feel good. Don't change yourself for other people. And I'll get into this on my next podcast. But do not change yourself for other people. Keep doing the right thing. Keep caring for yourself, but not in a greedy way. Make sure you look out for others. And throughout all things that are not going the way you want them, love your situation, love yourself, keep trying to do what you do. Look for the end goal, keep trying and trying and trying, and you'll love what you love soon enough. God will shine through you. You ain't got to worry about that. He'll find his way. Thank you for listening to my podcast. I appreciate each and every one of you. To every single artist out there doing it, because I believe everyone is an artist, even if you're doing something totally opposite of what people may call art as a whole. Whether you're doing music, whether you're doing, you know, like drawing, which is what most people refer to as art. But yeah, no matter what you're doing, artist, fashion, anything like that, shout out to all those people that are really trying to, like, go out there and do it big. You know, shout out to, some artists, actually shout out to David doing his thing as Street Vision Young Gods, which is what some people should still check out. Shout out to Grand Couturier Apparel, I think that's what it's called. I'll leave all their names, you know, down in the description, that everybody should check them out. Grand Couturier. Couturier, I would never get their name right. But what they do is, you know, they do fashion for, you know, females and stuff like that, and, you know, much more, and everybody should check them out, especially, you know, women that listen to my podcast. They do, you know, clothes for all women and all sizes and all that stuff, so check them out. They really, you know, respect everybody, and I appreciate who they are as people. That's one, and two, check out, SBYG, Street Vision Young Gods, and what they have done for not only this podcast, but what they do for other people with their fashion, and what they do for the community of, you know, Westchester and all that stuff. And, yeah, and also just a shout out to an artist named, Most Composed. Shout out for him doing his thing, and I'm glad that he's really getting out there and doing the best he can. I'm just trying to make, you know, the city of, you know, Pennsylvania just really good and back on its feet, and really, you know, trying to sprout out from what we all love and what we all do, which is a form of art. So, thank you again. Go check those guys out. I'll have the names in the... Can't even speak. Once again, third time. But, yeah, check them out. The names will be in the description. Thank you again for checking me out. I'm glad and I'm blessed to have the people that listen to my podcast so far. Stay blessed. Stay amazing. I'll catch you all in the next podcast. See you soon. Thank you once again. And as always and forever, peace, podcaster listeners. Podcast listeners? All right, we'll go with that. Peace.